White. Healdsburg, California, December 4th, 1882. Dear Willie, I wrote you last from Santa Rosa. When I returned home, which was yesterday, I found a letter from Edwin Chapman containing the draft for $1,000 for which he had given his note to Sister Salter at 7% interest. So you see, we are supplied with funds at present. Edwin sent a note for me to sign, which makes me responsible for the $1,000. I was only too glad to get it, for Waylon said he must borrow from the bank if we could not get hold of means in some way. So the present demand is met. He would, he said, have to pay $600 this week, for his word was out for this amount. When I reached home, I found a nice fire burning in the new fireplace in the sitting room, chimney all done. Brother Babcock is putting up the temporary partitions. He cuts through the windows today. We had three meetings in Santa Rosa. Two were meetings of prayer and exhortation. I spoke about 30 minutes in each. The Lydecker family came 6 miles to attend these evening meetings. These meetings were seasons of profit to us all and of great encouragement to the church at Santa Rosa. They seemed to be very grateful for the help we had given them. Sabbath, a goodly number were out. Brother Thorpe's family came, and Brother Morton and Brother Ross's family from Forestville. I had great freedom before the people. I was much blessed while speaking to them. I think these little churches should not be left to discouragement. I learned Elder Healy had much freedom in the discussion with Corbley. That poor man was badly beaten. The music teacher Miller, a very popular man, has decided to obey the truth. The school is prospering and increasing in numbers. I have been here but 3 days in 3 weeks, so can write but little news. I met brethren Brownsberger and Ramsey yesterday. Both seemed hopeful, cheerful, and happy. I have written Sister B a long letter. I hope it will do her good. Time will tell. I send this morning to Marion, Davis, a piece written for Christmas, also the article written for Dr. Kellogg. Have Elders Wagoner and Butler and yourself read this. Then, if you think it will not be best to give it to Dr. Kellogg, you can withhold it for a time. I want much to hear from you. How is Uriah Smith? How are all the people at Battle Creek? Do not sell my place so that I shall lose money on it. Brother Hemstreet came to me for tools to work with. Plow, spade, shovel, hoe, rake, and everything he shall need, he expects me to find. Shall I do this? I let him have what tools I have. He says you told him I would provide all these things. Is this so? If so, all right, but I do not know what to do. No writings are made. Please tell me all about it. I send this in a hurry. Henry carries it down this morning. In haste, Mother.